Suzanne Mushaven is a licensed clinical counselor at Covington Catholic Charities, joining us here on the Sunrise Morning Show. Diane, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to you, Anna. It's great to be here.
So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm wondering first from you, what kinds of issues do you help people with on a daily basis at Covington Catholic Charities?
Sure. Our therapists here are all licensed mental health professionals, and we work a lot with people who are suffering from depression, which is our most common mental health issue. We also see a lot of people who are struggling with anxiety disorders, people who might be having panic attacks, say, or enough anxiety in their lives that it really limits their functioning. We do certainly work with a lot of people who are victims of abuse of various sorts and people who have gone through some traumas. And we certainly do a lot of work with people around substance abuse as well. And as a part of our work, we also focus a lot on working with folks on their relationships, especially in marriages and families. So we're serving people of all walks of life, really, but we definitely address a lot of those issues.
Well, when it comes to these mental health issues, you talked about anxiety, depression, addiction, etc. Diane, when would you advise someone to seek out counseling if they have a problem? When do you know that that problem is big enough that you need a counselor?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, Anna, usually when people come to me, they've been struggling for some time with an issue or with the way they've been feeling. And often they haven't been functioning well in work or in family life for some time, and they probably tried some things on their own. They probably sought out some, you know, advice from friends or read some things. But I would say if people are considering counseling, usually if what you've been trying hasn't worked, that's a good sign that it's time to seek out the services of a professional who's trained to help you get unstuck. And I think this is especially true, say, in marriage relationships. You know, all too often, it's really sad to see that people are trying so hard to live out their vocation, and they have maybe even a sense of embarrassment about having to reach out to someone else for help in their relationship, especially in their marriage. And we see a lot of suffering that doesn't have to happen. We see people that, you know, maybe are by the time they get to us, the work is much harder because so many painful and hurtful conflicts have kind of built up in them. Mm-hmm. So my rule of thumb is always, hey, if what you've been trying hasn't worked, that's probably a good sign that you should give it a chance. You should try to talk to somebody who is a professional, who does have a great understanding. And in our case at Catholic Charities, we incorporate not only the best clinical practices, but also a pastoral approach. We recognize the importance of faith in our clients' lives. And so we integrate that with our clinical work,
which is so important. If a family or a friend, a family member or friend has concerns about someone in their life, do you recommend intervention?
Well, what we think of as helpful would be, say you're close to someone and you've seen that they just don't seem to be themselves anymore. They seem to be suffering. They seem to be struggling. Then out of love and out of compassion, you know, be the eyes and ears of Christ for that person. Be the person who gently and respectfully acknowledges what you're seeing. Sometimes that's the best way to open up a conversation, just by being compassionate and maybe just using some specific examples of what you're seeing going on with that person. And if it's presented in a loving and a kind way, I think most people really appreciate the fact that someone is listening, that someone is noticing their pain. And, you know, we know this from studies of suicide. Those who attempt suicide often will say that nobody seemed to recognize the pain that they were in, and they'd even tried to make that known to people, but it seemed that no one was comfortable acknowledging their pain. So sometimes we are uncomfortable about bringing this up with a loved one, and we have to kind of work to overcome that little bit of resistance and, you know, put on the heart of Christ and try to talk to that person about your deep concern for them and suggest that, you know, find some good, reputable referrals for them. I mean, if people are in this area and would refer a client to us, we would do a great job of setting them up with an appropriate counselor. If you're listening to the show and you're in a different market, you know, find some good reputable referrals to professional counselors in your area. And that can help a person who's struggling too. If you can offer them, hey, here's some names. Here, I've talked to Father and he said these are some good people for you to consider talking to. That can really make it easier for a person to seek help.
Well, if somebody wants to seek help, who is eligible to come to Catholic Charities and how do they set up an appointment?
Okay. We serve people primarily in Northern Kentucky, although we're not limited to folks here. We actually, you know, serve people who may work in this area but live across the river or something. We serve people of all walks of life, from professional people to people who live below the poverty line. I think it's kind of a misunderstanding. Sometimes people think we only serve the poor because of the name Catholic Charities, but we really serve a broad range of people. And we all we accept various insurance plans, most of the major plans that are in this area we are on the panels for. And if a client doesn't have insurance coverage, we can work with them according to our sliding fee scale, which takes into account their household income and their family size. So we would just ask people to call us at our main number, and that is 859-581-8974. And they would just ask to speak to client care, and those professionals here will get them set up. They will explain all the information that they need, and they will give them an appointment time. And we offer appointments Mondays through Fridays every day, and we do have evenings as well.